This is Dakota Date Book for September 19th. On this date in 1976, American officials were finally getting a chance to inspect the mysterious MiG-25. The MiG-25, a Soviet jet fighter, had worried the U.S. Air Force for years. It had been clocked at flying over three times the speed of sound, much faster than the best U.S. jet fighters. At one time, it was considered the top jet fighter in the world. The U.S. Air Force was concerned about the consequences of going to war without anything to counter such an advanced aircraft. The Soviets took every precaution to prevent any Western nation from getting a close look at the MiG-25. Viktor Belenko was a decorated fighter pilot in the Soviet Union, but over the years, he became disillusioned with the communist system. He was stationed at a base in far eastern Russia, flying the MiG-25. On September 6, 1976, during a training flight with several other planes, Belenko suddenly broke formation, dived away, and headed for Japan. After crossing the Japanese coast, he spotted a small commercial airport and set up a landing approach. He touched down, but the runway was too short for his large fighter, and the plane ran off the end of the field. Belenko surrendered to Japanese authorities and requested asylum in the United States. The Soviet Union demanded the return of both the plane and the pilot. They did eventually get the MiG-25 back, but only after it had been dismantled and thoroughly inspected by U.S. Air Force engineers. But it was not the aircraft they had feared. It wasn't made of titanium, but stainless steel. It was very heavy, not very maneuverable, and lacked advanced electronics, using old-fashioned vacuum tubes instead. It could reach Mach 3, but doing so would destroy the engines. Viktor Belenko was brought to America and given the surname Schmidt to protect him from KGB agents. He lived on a ranch in Montana, later married a young teacher from Williston, North Dakota, had two children, and lived in North Dakota for a time. He eventually wrote a book about his escape titled MiG Pilot, The Final Escape of Lieutenant Belenko. After the fall of the Soviet Union, Viktor resumed using his original name. Viktor Belenko passed away in 2023 at a nursing home in Illinois with his two sons by his side. He was 76 years old. Today's Dakota Date Book was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota with funding from Humanities North Dakota.